This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
G-Bag Nation back here on 105.3 The Fan. Guys, I know I'm here and I'm not usually here. Kevin Hagelin from the KNC Masterpiece. But we also have Chris Arnold, more importantly. And so if Chris Arnold is here, it only makes sense. It would be completely illogical if we didn't at least do a CA Sports.
Got to do that. Jeffrey time is normally at this particular time, right around lunchtime. And so we're going to keep it light. But I'm going to tell you something. On this particular CA Sports, I've got a list, and people do love lists.
I do.
It's actually a tribute to Shippy. If you listen to the Greatness of the Ben and Skin Show, one of my highlights is listening to Shippy's fun facts. You know what it is in the commercial break? I actually make sure I listen to those fun facts. You guys checked out those fun facts? Shippy's got stuff, man.
Even though it's a tribute to Shippy, it won't be calling in sick, right?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
It won't just, be on a just cruise sure. with Derek Holland.
Gotcha. Just making sure.
Yeah. But no, his collection of fun facts are so strong that I said, I'm going to pull out this list. I don't even know if he's ever done any of these. I don't know if he's done these particular facts, but they're so interesting and you guys can react off of them. First, did you know hickeys can be deadly?
What?
The suction that...
Sure can.
The suction.
What?
Show up to your house right now with some hickeys. See how it really gets.
Nobody in my house will care.
Is that a thing? Do kids, Chris, I'm not trying to, your kids are somewhat in high school. Are there high school kids that go to school with hickeys? I don't even think that was a thing in the 90s by the time I was in high school.
They still show up.
Really?
I've spoken at some kids from high schools, and I've seen a kid or two with a hickey, and I'm like, I thought that went out of style.
Really?
Nobody's ever given me a hickey or got close to giving me a hickey.
Right,
does somebody
here,
sucking on your neck
Kevin,
feel
no.
good?
Come here. Do you want me to do it?
No.
Lucius, has anybody sucked on your neck?
Yeah, it's happened before. But, you
does
know, it's usually
feel
those.
Good?
No. It's usually those couples that, like, display that public affection.
Gross.
Those are usually the ones that have the hickeys because they're trying to, like, claim their territory in front of everybody.
My neck is very ticklish. So even though I had a hickey or two when I was in high school, it was. I had to fight her off.
My ex-girlfriend came home with a hickey one time. She said it was a curling iron.
A curling iron?
My ex-girlfriend.
Wink, wink. Yeah, okay, here, literally a hickey can be deadly because the suction can result in a blood clot, which, in at least two cases, has traveled to a person's brain and caused a stroke.
Wow. What?
Did you know?
I did not know that.
That male black widow spiders often choose their mates by figuring out whether or not the female has already eaten. If she hasn't, there's a good chance she will eat him.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want to die. Like, right? That just makes sense after you're hooking up.
Usually, you know, a black widow spider will, she will destroy you. Did you know, gentlemen?
Hold on. Let me ask you a quick question, though. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been with a person or almost been with a person and you thought they might destroy you?
No, but I've talked to a girl that's what she told me she did for a living. I thought I'm serious.
She destroyed people?
Mentally. She would hook up with guys, and then her whole goal was to break them down, in her words.
Wow.
To break them down, fall in love with her, and then she would leave them. She said it was the challenge.
Oh my
it was
God.
The challenge of destroying them. I was afraid of her. I was like,
when
oh
I was
my
in
God.
Spring training in 2008, I'm trying to find his name real quick. There was a player on the team that I thought, if I ever tick him off, he might destroy me, as in end my life.
Mm. Yeah, there was one time at the newspaper, I got into an argument with somebody about Lance Armstrong, and they go, no, Lance Armstrong got cancer after he won the Tour de France. That's why it was such a big deal. I was like, that is so incorrect. But he looked like he had killed a couple of hobos or drifters in his life, and I thought, I'm going to let this one go.
Did you know during the 19th century?
Elijah Dukes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he might.
He dry snitching.
What's he going to do
I'm
now?
I'm scared to death of him.
You meet him in a dark alley.
Hey, Elijah, how's it going? No matter how you act, I'm going to be like, good job, Elijah.
During the 19th century, a surgical antiseptic was distilled and sold as both a floor cleaner and a cure for gonorrhea. Mm. It wasn't a hit, however, until it was sold as a solution for bad breath. That surgical antiseptic is called Listerine.
Wow.
Now you know where it came
from. So you can clear up gonorrhea with Listerine?
Mm-hmm.
I think they said it failed, though.
Just pour it down.
So don't pour Listerine on your junk.
No, they didn't say it failed. They just said it wasn't selling that well.
Well, so probably
it might work.
Doesn't work. What?
Hey, it's better than that Q-tip, that test. I don't know if you know anything about that.
I don't, and I feel good that I don't know anything about that. I'm not judging.
Did you know that elephants are one of the only of a handful of animals that can pass the mirror test? That is, they're able to recognize their reflection without mistaking it for another animal. Higher primates, dolphins, orcas, and magpies usually pass the test as well. Did you know that the did you know that the housewives in India own 11% of the world's gold? That's more than the reserves of Switzerland, Germany, and the United States put together. They are balling with gold.
Chris, did you know?
Did I know?
One of my goals in life is to own a gold bar.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, I would own one of those too if I could. Did you know when he died, they found Prince had a whole bunch of them and millions of dollars worth of gold bars in his mansion in Minneapolis?
I can't Did say you that's know? That surprising.
How much does a gold bar cost?
We're talking like a few $100,000 for a full size one.
Yes,
I don't want like a mini one. You can get a mini one for $1,800 because clearly I've looked into this.
Yeah, a few grams and ounces.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I want a full size one, so I need to change time slots.
Did you know?
Doesn't help that much.
Playing soft music around your houseplants can help them grow faster.
What?
Yeah, it's true. Did you know? Looking at cute pictures of animals while working can make you more productive, according to researchers from Hiroshima University.
It doesn't distract you and keep you from doing your work?
Mm-mm. Did you know?
Okay.
Dogs can understand as many as 250 words and gestures. The average dog is as intelligent as a two-year-old child.
But doesn't know his reflection in the mirror.
No.
My dog's barking. Yeah.
And they know when they pooped in the house. That's
sure
a
do.
Lie from veterinarians. Sure That's do. The mm-hmm. biggest lie going from vets. It's like, don't punish your dog if you walk into a room and you saw him dump in it. Because they don't remember doing it. B.S.
Oh,
If they dig a hole in my backyard, and I, go buy some dirt or whatever and then pack it down and then plant some grass over it. You know what happens? They dig that same hole back up because they remember. They know when they dumped in your living room.
They know.
No, absolutely. I've seen my dog before. Sometimes she'll be able to sleep on the bed. And there was a time where I got up, went to take her outside. And as soon as I went that direction, she immediately ran to her kennel because she knew that she
knew.
Pooped by the front door, by the back door.
Lockup time.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that at all.
Did you know the average cell phone carries 18 times the amount of potentially harmful bacteria than the average toilet handle in a men's restroom, according to British scientists?
Yep, that's why I never borrow cell phones.
You better wipe them down.
Ew.
Wipe them down.
You go to the bathroom with that thing.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
Did you know the word idiot was used to refer to anyone who wasn't a politician in ancient Greece? If you weren't a politician in ancient Greece, you were an idiot.
Oh, that's, okay. That's changed.
Did right? you know during the Prohibition era, moonshiners would wear cow shoes? You know what a cow shoe is?
I do not.
I'm not sure.
Shoes that would leave hoof prints instead of footprints, helping the smugglers evade the police.
Oh, that's really smart.
And I saw a picture of that. It looked like the sole of the shoe looked like cow hooves. It looked like something that Chick-fil-A would have on a bulletin board.
Whoa. Dude, that just blew my mind right there.
Did you know Queen Elizabeth II is the only female member of the royal family who has ever served in the armed forces? She was a mechanic and a military truck driver.
Was she the one that was a virgin too?
Huh?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not up on the royal family
well,
like I should.
You're going to be a queen. You got kids, right?
Not necessarily. You're supposed to, but that could lead to trouble sometimes. I don't know if it was her. Or we need a royal expert on here. Usually, Mike, is that you?
881-105.
Yeah, one of their royalty, they were famously thought to be a virgin for like their entirety of their life, and that's why they never got married or had any kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm making this up, but I don't have proof that I'm not.
Did you know sleep literally cleans your brain? It cleans it. I don't know how it does, but it does. Did you know more than 6 million people are going to get or got engaged yesterday? 1/4 of them will probably end up getting divorced. So if you get caught up in trying to propose on Valentine's Day, you're going to fail.
Oh, this is for Shippy. That's the part where you bring up Shippy?
Did you? Whoa. Did you know?
Why you bringing up old stuff, bro?
I'm just saying, and I'm going to make it worse, and feel free to get mad at me on the fan text. Mm-hmm. Did you know that if you propose on Valentine's Day or another holiday, I actively root for your marriage to fail because I think you're a bad person? I was in a wedding that was on Valentine's Day.
That is so wrong.
Want me to make it worse?
Is it holding up?
They're divorced.
I was the best man at that wedding.
Oh, wow.
And they are divorced. Why? Because they got married on Valentine's Day. And you want to hear the biggest bullcrap version of it all? They told me it was the only Saturday that was available in February. What are you talking about? So they booked the 7th, the 21st, and the 28th, but nobody wanted to get married on Valentine's Day? What a lie.
Oh, did you ever hear about the, and I found this on the same list of things, the craziest wedding ceremony result ever? And this is recent. This is the craziest result. When it was time to say, I do, the bride, instead of saying, I do, she pulled her cell phone out of her dress and started reading the text from the groom who was cheating on her for the last 6 months. She went there.
Holy crap.
She said, everybody, there will be no wedding today. Charles is not the man I thought he was.
So she wasted everybody's money and time.
Dude, that's the most baller thing I've ever heard.
She said she didn't get the text. It was an ex-girlfriend of his who sent her the text the night before the wedding.
Oh,
and instead of calling off the wedding, she said she's going to get her revenge on the spot. And she said, and then by the way, what happened when she read those texts and she showed them, she waved them to the crowd to everybody? She said, or they said that the groom and the best man kind of slinked off out of the church. And then she said, I just want everybody to have a good time at the reception and let that be a lesson to everybody.
That is incredible.
I want my money back if I'm the dad and I was paying for that.
Wow.
That's an ender.
By the way,
the
fan texters came through. You're thinking of Queen Elizabeth from like the 1700s or something. And several people said Queen Elizabeth I, though. How did we get to the second then?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.